One, two, three. Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and I am back again with Fanboy Master, and we are going to do the final Contra episode of the retrospective.
We keep thinking it's the final one, don't we?
It's definitely the final, because like, we're just going to go through the quick list of all the other Contra clones, but we also have reviews. Well, at least I have a little review of Blazing Chrome. I don't know if you've played it.
I haven't had the chance. It looks good. I've watched... I played a demo, but that's the most I can say. That's not enough to review on.
And my review of Contra Rogue Core, because I decided to start up my Gamefly subscription.
That was really sad to watch, like, just how quickly we got from playing it to I'm done with it.
Yeah. I only played two missions. That was enough.
What a tragic game.
But last time, I actually forgot to mention another game from Konami's stable that's a Contra clone. Sort of. It's sort of a Contra clone because it's you shoot with guns and there's different guns you can pick up. But it also kind of plays like a beat-em-up by the way that your character moves and you interact with the environment.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have shooting sections, so it has that whole element of Konami swapping the gameplay style between levels.
They really loved doing that at the time.
But this is Aliens, which is based on...
Oh, yeah.
Which is loosely based on the movie, because I don't remember fighting the alien that like had a twin that shot electricity.
I mean, that should have been in the movie. Yeah. Maybe it got cut from both the theatrical and director's cuts.
Maybe it was a toy. I don't know. Some of them probably were toys.
Oh, definitely.
But anyways, it's... It's a bizarre horror beating up game. Not as creepy as Splatterhouse, but it's kind of creepy.
As befits the license.
But it's Contra in the sense that you're shooting a bunch of aliens, and you play as Ripley, although you couldn't tell very well because they made the character sprite as androgynous as possible, and changed their hair color. But there technically are two released, because the two-player two is just a reskin.
But, Ridley and her sister Bidley? I don't know.
Or they're just both Ridley clones, because we learn that Ripley in Aliens was apparently a clone all along. Because that's the clone that exists in the third movie. And then
do we have to think about that?
And then there's the clone in the fourth movie. And the all the
we
other
really
clones.
Don't have to think about that.
Yeah, there's like, they did the, I don't know what came first, Resident Evil 3 or this or the Resurrection, what came first?
I think Alien Resurrection's 98. Let me see.
Cuz like someone ripped off someone else.
Alien Resurrection is 97, so yeah, it comes out between Resident Evil 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Anderson just ripped off Resurrection.
I'm shocked.
But anyways, let's see, there's a three-way shot, there's a wave shot. What that is the three-way shot. And then there's a flamethrower, and then the machine gun.
Which really is just a Contra loadout.
And then there's the, I guess, the scatter missile shot. Which is the most powerful weapon, but it's also the most unwieldy because it has a slow recovery time.
Mm-hmm. There's just a hair of, like, alien syndrome in this as well.
Yeah, which is another game I was going to mention. Because, like, that's... Like, Sega eventually got the Alien license. But before they did that, way back in the 80s, they had a game called Alien Syndrome.
Yeah.
And the Alien Storm, which plays actually more like this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Only it kind of also reminds me of Golden Axe, but Altered Beasts and how bad it was.
Right from your grave. This even has the forward scrolling bits from Contra.
But so yeah, it's like pretty much the unofficial Contra game that's licensed.
Yeah, like it's definitely got its own identity, but like there's definitely a lot of Contra in it as well. It's pretty neat.
But Alien Syndrome plays more like the top-down levels of Contra.
Yeah, yeah. They ported that to both Master System and Famicom, and somehow the Famicom version is the better one.
Yeah. I think Alien Syndrome, it wasn't on the Sega Ages collection. It should have been, but oh well.
Yeah, Alien Syndrome's one of those ones that I think it was part of the, like, 3D Ages that they did in Japan.
It's also got a bizarre Wii remake.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, Sega very occasionally acknowledges that Alien Syndrome happened, but it's one of their franchises they sort of let go away.
But, moving on to the next couple games, the game that might have inspired the Contra's top-down levels would be Commando, and the Commando series.
Oh, yeah. Commando, Mercs, like, that series was very big for Capcom.
Did you ever play Commando 3, Wolf of the Battlefield?
I did not. I've heard of it, but I've never actually played
it. It is not good. I bought it, and I regretted it.
Yeah, Commando and Mercs are actually really influential. There's a lot of knockoffs of that. Like, Bloody Wolf on the Turbo is also basically that.
And I guess there's Bionic Commando, where you shoot things.
Bionic Commando was... like, you're supposed to be rescuing the protagonist of Commando, so... Yeah.
But you also have this bionic arm thing.
Yeah. Like, in Japan, the name is also a reference. Like, here, they called it Bionic Commando, because, like, well, it's Commando, but in Japan, they were both the top secret games.
Which, reminds me of, that other Capcom game that's sort of like Contra, but it has the one-hit kills like Rolling Thunder, so, I forget what it was called, Codename Viper, I think that's what it was.
I've heard of Codename Viper, I've never played it.
Another game that's more like Contra in that respect, then, would be Spy.
Yeah, yeah. That's sort of like...
Spy, I think, is a Data East game.
That sounds right.
It's on the Data Slice East Spy. Collection.
You're thinking of Sly Spy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just Contra, a Contra-style game with a... James Bond style skin.
Mm. Although the character looks a lot more like Golgo. So.
Yeah, but he's not portrayed as like the unquestioned ultimate killing machine that Golgo is. Yeah. So, but I was thinking Capcom's output. They also did Gunsmoke. However, yeah, they wanted it to be pronounced, which is also kind of in that mold,
mm-hmm,
of like sort of a top-down Contra construction.
The unofficial prequel to Mercs. That's what I call it.
Yeah, they're very similar. Also, Red Dead Revolver was originally an unofficial sequel to it.
Mm. You mean the one that like Rockstar made?
Yeah, like because it was being made by Angel Studios, and it was originally to be published by Capcom. It's very, very strange, but apparently they had a relationship after the N64 port of Resident Evil 2.
Of course, we just mentioned Mercs, which was definitely more action-y than Commando was.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have the guys walk on foot and then have them fight gigantic airplanes and such.
You know, like you do. Oh, man. Speaking of that same, like, Mercs mold, like...
It's like, why hasn't Mercs got our port yet?
there was a port of it on the PS2 Capcom collections, which were actually...
I know it's on there, but I don't know how good the emulation was on that.
They're actually pretty good.
Hmm.
Like, those collections are actually bafflingly good, especially...
Like, I played a few of the games on that collection, because I got both of them, but I never really dived into it.
Yeah, like, those versions also have, like, the first, like, actually arcade-accurate, like, Super Turbo port to consoles as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they had any save state capabilities, though.
I don't believe they do. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. But they're actually very good collections, so...
But, like, what else is there? I guess, game that obviously was inspired by, that inspired by Contra would probably have to be... Before I mention that series, I want to mention Gunstar Heroes.
Oh, absolutely.
And Gunstar Heroes is definitely Treasure's take on the whole run-and-gun genre.
Treasure's, like, entire oeuvre sort of became this for a while, because Alien Soldier is kind of that too, except way, way harder and crazier.
I guess, technically, I could also count Heavy Barrel.
Mm, fair.
But that's more of a vehicular race, but it's still kind of Contra.
Yeah.
But Gunstar Heroes and Super Gunstar Heroes were interesting games.
Yeah.
Super, especially because, like, the only way to see all the content is to play each difficulty. So it wasn't just a matter of how hard do you want to make this game.
They gotta incentivize playing it on an easier difficulty. They know how Treasure fans work.
They just clip fed some bits of the story depending on what difficulty you play it on.
What a strange idea.
But each character had their own moveset and guns to choose from, unlike the original where you select your gun types and you can mix and match.
Mm.
But it also, I'm surprised that with the shortage of buttons, they managed to fill so many moves in. Like, you could do melee, and then you could do the kicks and stuff.
Treasure was really ambitious on the GBA. Like, that Astro Boy Omega Factor.
But I think, that game, as good as it was, its biggest failing was that playing on the hard difficulty just gets too hard at some point. Because then you get to Black's level, and then it's like, you gotta really hurry up in this final sequence if you get a bad roll.
Yeah, that's,
And you're almost always guaranteed to get the bad roll that ends you in that, like, death situation where you have to escape that trap shoot, garbage chute.
Yeah, it's not perfect. Like, original Gunstar Heroes is probably still the better game, but, like...
And the
Gunstar
audio is... It's lacking. It's not
It's Game Boy
Advance. It's not as bad as Advanced Guardian Heroes, but it's not good.
Yeah, Advanced Guardian Heroes was an ill-advised level of ambition. But it's good. I think that it's worth tracking down just because I don't think many people played it, because it was mostly known for being not as good as the original. But it is still worth tracking down.
But I guess after that we have to talk about Alien Soldier, which was Treasure's next game after Gunstar Heroes.
That game, I love how completely crazy it is. It has one of my favorite opening text scrolls in any video game, because it has the plot of like five games all just slammed in there.
And none of it makes any sense.
Not even a little.
Especially when you fight the boss that like looks really intimidating, but when you beat him, he looks like a jackass.
I love that game for having two difficulty modes, super easy and super hard, and I could not tell you more than a handful of differences between them.
Super hard, enemies hit harder, I guess.
Very slightly, but like super easy is one of the hardest things you'll ever play anyway, so. And like apparently it was originally harder. There's an interview on Shmopulations where like the original creator, like some of the people working on it mentioned, yeah, I kind of snuck in and made it very slightly easier behind the director's back.
But we called it super easy just to trick people.
Basically.
Because the game is hard as balls.
It's also obviously not finished. Like, it has, like, the director was talking about how unhappy he was that Seven Force is in it, but there's only five forms of him.
Yeah, and the fact that the game kind of just ends.
Yeah, but it's super good. Like, it's just one of the hardest things I've ever played.
It's like, yeah, don't play that game unless you plan on doing save states and learn and spending hours learning patterns for a single boss, which this game is basically just boss after boss after boss.
It has, like, 20 levels and, like, 30 bosses.
It's like, let's do the weapon system Gunstar Heroes had, only let's link the have it have ammo, and the only way to get it back is to do counters.
It has, like, an energy system and super dashes. It's a weird game.
There's also this really powerful attack you could do, but it consumes almost all your ammo.
Yeah, so, you know, almost never worth it.
But you see speedrunners doing it a lot when they know they have enough.
Yeah. But, yeah, totally worth playing. Sadly, it was on the Mega Drive Mini, but only in Asia.
Even the U.S. didn't get it? I thought we did.
Nope, we did not. We got Gunstar, but not Alien Soldier.
Mm. And I heard hacking is going to be hard, so putting it in would be difficult.
Yeah.
Moving on from Treasure, I guess, did we talk about the Rocket Knight series at all?
I think we touched on it, because I was talking about how, like, Nobuo Nakazato's entire, like, design ethic is clearly on display there, because that's also basically like a boss rush game with Contra style bosses.
Mm-hmm. But it's mostly melee based. I mean, your sword does have a beam, but
yeah,
which but is it, what you primarily attack with, other than using a rocket boost.
Yeah, but using the rocket boost is usually super dangerous. Unless you really know the game, it's oftentimes just going to get you killed.
Otherwise, it's safer to use the spin dash.
Yeah. It was the time of Sonic. It was time to use the spin
I
dash.
didn't like Sparks Drawn on the Genesis as much.
Oh, it's
It felt
bad.
slower paced, and it didn't have the quality artwork that the first game did.
It also has just a lot of very questionable mechanics. The infamous one being that every time you collect 10 like gems, the game gives you a random power up that is sometimes a bomb.
Yeah. And that one was technically the sequel, while the Super Nintendo one was just called Sparks Drawn, and it was a spin-off.
Yeah, like it's a weird spin-off. It probably plays a little better than the Genesis one just because it plays a bit more like the original.
Yeah. The only
But
problem with it is that it's frame rate issues.
yeah, it's not the kind of game that the Super NES was designed to do without helper chips.
But
So
it's a good
it's
game.
yeah, no, it's totally worth playing. Like I would generally, that's the way I would approach the
Just
Arachnite
don't play
games
on
is
easy, otherwise it'll skip levels, and so, which is annoying, because
yeah.
like it should just be easier. It shouldn't cut out levels.
I think it only did that in the English version too, which is also great.
So play the Japanese version if you want to play on easy.
Yeah. It's got a lot of cute animation.
It's not like the game has a lot of English text.
It's not like that. Yeah, I don't think it has any text other than like the opening menu, which is
It
probably in English and Japanese.
is in English, but like there's no dialogue, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's a lot of very cute sounds of Sparta going wah! Every
But
time he gets surprised.
I wonder if there would be a SA1 like patch for the game to make it actually run at 60, like they're doing with Gradius 3.
I mean, it shouldn't be impossible. Like, Gradius 3 was partially held back by the fact that it's, like, super unoptimized,
Yeah.
but.
But anyways, moving on from Rocket Knight briefly, to other games that were Contra clones that weren't from Konami. Let's see, what else would there be? Oh yeah, there's Cyberlip.
Oh, boy, everyone's favorite Neo Geo game. The
Technically,
only Neo Geo Contra anyone wants to talk
it
about
might as well
can't get into
throw
that
Prisoner
Cyberlip.
of War in there too. So.
Yeah, Shock Troopers is also kind of that.
But Cyberlip is a bizarre game that's considered to be the precursor to Metal Slug because it's got similar art style.
Yeah, there's also In the Hunt.
You also learn at the end of the game that you were actually the bad guys.
I was shocked. I thought I was killing everyone for peace.
But moving on to that is the Metal Slug series.
That is the premier Contra clone.
Yeah. And it has survived to this day. Well, mostly, but
Kind of. I
in
believe
the
there's a very bad like tower defense mobile game at this point.
yeah, so it's almost in the same level as Contra and where it's
Yeah.
descended to.
Yeah, it kept running a lot longer though, in the sense of
And
like
plus, I think
they.
it's gonna get a more graceful revival at some point, so.
Yeah, it feels like SNK might try that. There's a very they both have very bad 3D entries. No one has ever played Metal Slug 3D and lived to tell the tale, but I have seen it.
I played it, but I played it for about 5 minutes, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm done.
it's really bad looking. It's a late PS2 game. I don't think it even came out in
I would
America.
have preferred playing Legacy War over that. That's how
That's
bad it
incredible.
is.
But yeah, SNK is kind of on a revival bend. I think they mentioned Metal Slug in one of their recent investors meetings, so that's actually probably going to see something happen again.
The Metal Slug is, it didn't get aliens into it until the second game, and they came
Then
in
it
at the
introduced
very
Mars
end,
people.
and they didn't come until the very end. So, the first game is just fighting a military organization,
Yeah.
and it's only f like it's like, each Metal Slug game is only 5 levels, except for I think Metal Slug 6, which is 6 levels.
3 has branching levels, so it's kind of a, and all of its levels are super long, so it's kind of a different beast, but.
But when you get to the final level, you'll know because it says final mission.
Yeah. Oh man, I love all the English. Rocket launcher.
Rocket launch. Iron lizard. The most useless weapon in the game besides the balls.
Yeah, that game's those games are ridiculous. They're really fun.
Yeah, like there's a power up in the game that makes you fat, and
You can get diet pills to undo it.
and there's another power up that, or not power up, it's actually considered a status effect. You get turned into a mummy or a zombie, depending on which game you play.
Yeah, the zombie is great because it replaces your grenades with like this screen-clearing giant blood projectile vomit.
Yeah. And single hit will kill you.
Yeah, it's super hard,
Yeah.
impossibly hard, but it has gorgeous, gorgeous sprite work.
But
And
if you're gonna die anyways, you might as well unleash the bomb because it gives you iframes.
yeah. Oh man, it's I love Metal Slug. Metal Slug X is one of my favorite arcade games ever.
It's a Contra game, but the hook here is that there are these things called Metal Slugs that you can pilot.
Yeah, kind of an Akari callback.
And you get a health bar once you climb aboard one, which is basically your fuel. And you have to get out of it once you run out of fuel because then it will explode.
Yeah. And like they start as just like, oh, the Metal Slug is a tank, but then you'll
Yep.
get like the weird shit, like here's an ostrich with a machine gun.
Yeah. Or here's a metal slug that lets you jump.
Yeah. There's a lot of they just get progressively sillier and weirder.
And I think three gave you a submarine, and
Yeah.
five gave you an aircraft carrier or aircraft, some kind of jet.
Yeah.
But the game's kind of bullet helly though, so you probably won't keep it for very long.
Yeah, no, they're incredibly
So
difficult.
I would not recommend playing Metal Slug 7. It's kind of lame. Partially, you know, for me, it's mostly due to the fact that there's no free play option.
Yeah, I think they like because that was the first one that didn't have an
Like,
arcade release to speak
I
of.
don't think 7X or XX, which is just basically just 7 with extra stuff, even let
Yeah.
you do that.
Yeah, I think it's again, I think they wanted to like since they were selling it as a it was a DS game on its own originally, and I think the thought process was that they couldn't sell a non-arcade port without trying to make it more console-y, but I mean it was a bad choice. They should have made it play more like Metal Slug first and second mission.
But I'd recommend skipping over 2 and just playing X, which is just a better version of 2.
It's two without like the crippling slowdown.
Yeah. And then there's 3, which is my favorite.
It's usually people's favorite is either X or three. It depends upon what you
But
prefer.
I like the ending of 5 because you fight a gigantic demon god at the end.
Yeah, five's biggest problem is that it's more inconsistent because SNK has long since left behind its glory
But
days.
4 kind of sucks because you're just fighting robots. Why? This is when they became SNK Playmore and made a bunch of questionable releases.
Yeah, they just needed they needed money and it didn't matter how.
Mean, like, the advantage the 4 brought to the table is that you could carry 2 different weapons at once, which was nice.
Yeah, I think that one was farmed out to like a company no one's ever heard of, like Noise Factory.
But 6, that one's the one that copies Contra 3 the hardest because at the end of the game you fight a boss. The end boss is basically the end boss from 3.
Wikipedia is listing four different developers for Metal Slug 4, which leads me to believe that it was probably a tumultuous project.
And
Mega Enterprise, Brezzasoft, Noise Factory, and Playmore.
the funniest thing about Metal Slug is that there's a reoccurring rival character.
Oh,
Who
yeah.
eventually dies in the canon storyline, so you end up fighting his nephew.
Just in case you're invested in the deep Metal Slug lore.
It's like in the 4, like I think he's just a robot clone of the original.
Yeah.
He's like, "Come on,
Thank you.
boy."
I think my favorite, like, the most enduring imagery to me of Metal Slug is you finding, like, a hostage and them just sort of marching back and forth until you walk into them.
There's always the Hodges that does the Hadouken, which works more
Oh,
like
yeah.
Yamcha's Sokidan. So
Yeah, Metal Slug's great.
and then there's the Uzi monkey. But like, he's like useful until like, he sees a banana, and then he'll just get distracted by it. And there's usually a banana in the level that you can get him in.
Yeah, I gotta rein him in somehow.
But Metal Slug was great.
Yeah, I believe all of them, like 1 through 6, should all be on like PS4 and Switch's arcade archives.
But there's more Contra clones that I'm struggling to think of. There's so many of them, though.
Didn't we discuss like Valfarus a while ago?
Yeah, Valfarus. I think I mentioned through text. But
yeah, something like
but
that.
But Valfarus plays a lot more like Contra than, let's say, Slain does, even though it's basically a reskin of Slain, because it's the same developer, same art style,
yeah,
same basic gameplay loop, but it's got, instead of being melee focused, there's also guns that you can fire.
Yeah,
there's
that'll do it.
There's a primary secondary weapon, which is your gun that has unlimited ammo that you could swap out for different for other different guns, and then you can upgrade those and they'll get more shots or whatever. But then there's the secondary gun, which uses ammo, which also eats into your shield bar. It basically runs from the same bar. So you gotta pick and choose when you want to deflect an enemy's attack and send it back at them, or just deflect their attack if you can't, or use a secondary weapon.
Yeah. I mean, as like, there's not a lot of these indie clones, but there's certainly enough to be getting on with. And, you know, it's a pretty good one, though it's not the one that I've heard most discussion about recently, yeah. Although that's partially because...
I still need to write a review for Valfarus, but I liked it. I mean, it's basically a Contra game, but, like, imagine, like, it has a big heavy metal motif.
Yeah, yeah.
Despite the sci-fi trappings that, well... Well, the original was more heavy metal because it was fantasy based, but
I mean, you can do sci-fi heavy metal if you try.
But I can recommend you pick up Valfarus, but you'll have to wait for my review to show up on like Total IGN to get my full thoughts on it, because I haven't beat it yet, because Trails of Cold Steel happened, and I've been held captive by it for 2 weeks, or have been sick and recovering.
Several hundred hours.
Yeah, try like 140.
I'm still trying.
It's actually
to
closer to 136, but I'm rounding up because those were hours that were added onto the clock when I was away from the game and it was on standby. I didn't know it was one of those games that did it, but it is apparently.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's closer to 140 than it isn't, so. Especially if you don't know what you're doing and you have to restart battles a lot. So, like, the one thing I noticed is that Nightmare Mode is harder up until a point, and with the exception of the Vinite battles, which are much harder. It's like, I was nearly dead when I defeated the final boss in Nightmare Mode for that. It's significantly harder than it was in the other two games. But then again, I didn't load up on, like, extra attack power to kill the boss quickly. I should have probably done that. It's like, you could put like attack 3, 2, and 1 on, but I choose to have the level 3 of every one but the action one. That probably didn't help me. But I had to use items in the Divinite battles, because that's one new thing about the game. You can use items, but like, what other Contra clones have there been? I know there are more, but I'm struggling to think of the big ones. I think we ran out.
Say what?
I think we ran out. Would it be a stretch to call it the Gears of War franchise Contra-like?
I feel like it's basically where that kind of game went.
Gears and Bulletstorm.
Yeah, Bulletstorm even more so, but like, that kind of Like, Bulletstorm would be the frenetic part of it, but just like the idea of like your focus is entirely on shoot and don't get hit, kind of turned into that. Like, in that sense, Contra never died because it can't became the biggest genre ever, but you know, they're not, they can never be as fast.
The Gears is like a much slower Contra game. If Contra actually made a proper move to 3, which it should have done for Rogue Core. It's time to get into my reviews. Oh yeah, there's at least one more Contra clone that I'm thinking of. There are two indie games, Gunlord X, and which is basically Turrican, which now reminds me of Turrican now. The Turrican series is made by one dude who basically did all the programming and everything and had like two other people helping him at least. And then he made Rendering Ranger.
Rendering Ranger R2, one of the rarest Super Famicom games.
Only made in Japan, despite the fact that it was made by the Turrican guy.
Yeah, I have no idea what set of bad business deals caused that to
The
happen. It
game.
was published by Virgin, like a company that was not a big Japanese publisher.
The game is technically impressive despite how rough it looks, because it's doing a lot of things the Super Nintendo normally wouldn't be capable of doing.
Yeah. That person we should probably mention, his name is Manfred Trenz.
But that's a Contra game if you want to play that, but I recommend just playing Turrican games instead.
Yeah, they're easier to get a hold of and they're usually kind of better. There's a lot of them.
And all of them are good, except maybe the Genesis one, which wasn't bad, it was just not as polished as the others.
That's probably Mega Turrican, if I were to hazard a
Yeah.
guess. Yeah.
The Super Nintendo Turrican games especially. They're like
Yeah, Super Turrican's real
they're
good.
definitely end of the life cycle quality good. But I never played any of the Amiga versions of the Turrican games, because I think Turrican for Super Nintendo was basically Turrican 3.
Yeah, there's like when you start putting like Super or Mega in front of things, it's clear that it's like it's a port that you have rebadged in some fashion, but I don't know how they line
But
up.
they made a sequel to that, which doesn't exist anywhere else, called Super Turrican 2.
Yeah, which is not based on Turrican 2. Do not get them confused. Video games.
There's also Super Cyborg, which is an indie game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
I never played it. It was only available on Steam.
Yeah, it looked neat, but I heard decent things about it, but I never got around to it myself.
But it's obviously his name is aping Super C. But that's it for the Contra clones. So now we gotta move on to the successors of Contra and the revival of Contra.
Is it a revival when it looks like that? It's more like you beat its corpse and it looked like it twitched for a second.
More like a necromancer did a failed resurrection spell and it ended up looking something like out of Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh
But the good game is Blazing Chrome. And Blazing
yeah.
Chrome was made by Joey Masher, and Daniel Odias did most of the work on it, much like Turrican. But it's definitely modeled after Contra Hardcore. But it's also got a little bit of its own like twist, 'cause like I could almost conceivably think that his first game and this game are in the same universe. The first game being Uniken.
Oh,
The fact that it
yeah.
even references Uniken in the game is a hint.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's got like a whole Terminator setup where the machines of killing it start killing everybody, and there's only a handful of people left. But you play as a lady or her robot friend who basically turned from bad to good.
As you do.
And then you can unlock two more characters, one which is just basically just Ryo Hayabusa, and the other is a black lady with cyborg parts. They both fundamentally play the same, they jump higher. But they're more melee based, but they do have a charge attack that's a shotgun.
The concept of, like, even the concept of making a melee character in this kind of game strikes me as crazy, but they did it.
But, it, like, even though I say it's, like, heavily inspired by Contra Hardcore, it plays more like a classic Contra game. You take a hit, you die, but you can get power-ups, which, basically split up the various abilities that characters in Hardcore had. Like, you could double jump if you get the one that lets you run real fast, but it also lets you double jump. Or you can get the one that gives you 3 hit points, like Hardcore in Japan was like. And the third power up is just a support unit, which reminds me of Shatterhand, actually.
Oh, man.
And it's really polished and well done. Unfortunately, the Switch version had some performance issues that they had to fix, and they had to pare down the graphics a bit. Like, it's amazing that, due to the way the game was coded, that a 2D game couldn't run properly on a Switch.
Yeah, I can only imagine what that game looks like under the hood.
But maybe if there's a Switch Pro, they can like put the old assets back in from the other versions of the game.
That'd be nice.
But yeah, watch a Switch Pro just be like the Switch Lite's handheld only, and this one's console only.
Don't know that I think of that. I don't think they're that crazy, but watch them surprise me.
Nintendo's probably gonna do a pure console eventually at some point though. But
I don't see it.
or they'll just keep making more powerful Switches. I don't know.
That seems more likely to me. That seems like the path of least resistance here.
Which I would welcome because I'm already kind of tired of the Switch's inability to play to perform certain games. I mean, I've been impressed with the efforts that people have at porting some of the games lately, but they're gonna hit a ceiling at some point.
Eventually. I'm happy with it as it is for now, but
It's like, I wonder if Zelda ever got patched for its performance.
That one I think might have as much to do with the way that the game streams in data. I'm not sure that that's actually fixable.
So it'd probably just need more beefier hardware so that it can offload some of the duties to more cores.
I'm not even sure if it's that. It's like how it's how it draws the screen mixed with how it like the way that it accesses data. There's ways to do that game that don't have the same degree of frame rate issue, but I mean it's also because it's doing like it has to draw multiple frames at once, and if it drops one, it has to kind of start over.
But maybe that's the same issue that Cold Steel 3 has on my PS4. It's like I'm surprised it had as many frame drops instances as it did.
Yeah, the Digital Foundry video on Link's Awakening goes a bit into like the problem with it using like double buffer VSync and why it has these issues.
Anyways, I gave that game, I think I gave it a 9 out of 10, I'm not sure.
It's
Or at least a 9 and a
a
half out of 10. But the only thing I didn't like was the fact that your basic dodge mechanic was a rolling maneuver, a dodge roll that doesn't give you iframes, so it was almost entirely
Oh.
useless. Especially since
Yeah.
it usually gets you killed because it also replaces your ability to drop a level of platform. So you can't rely on dropping on a platform during a boss fight to avoid an attack. You'll end up rolling, you'll probably end up killing yourself doing that. Which is, it should have gotten its own button, in my opinion. But they should just give it iframes.
Yeah, like it.
But I have complained about their games in the past, like how Odalis' button layout is garbage, and they let you fix that now.
Well, that's something at
So
least.
I guess they're listening to me, or at least,
Next time.
me and other people. I like to think it's just me, though.
It's much more fun to think they got an eye on you.
Yeah, but anyways, that's that game. Now we got to talk about the Rancid game. Contra
Oh.
Rogue Core, which.
Get bad. There, we're done.
Hey guys, remember Contra? We're gonna do everything we can to make it terrible.
I still don't understand why it's not just a normal twin stick game. That would fix a fair bit of the controls just to start with.
I mean, it plays like a twin stick game, but at the same time, it's got segments that play more like a shooting gallery.
Yeah.
And the decision to... There's just too much in the game. That's the biggest problem with this game. There's too much. You collect materials to either create new mods or new weapons types for you to play with. And the decision to add a overheating mechanic is ridiculous, because it might be fine if it took a while for it to overheat, but it gets overheated quickly, regardless of whether you're using your primary or secondary weapon. Which is another problem, because a secondary weapon can never become the primary weapon.
Just use that machine gun. Just keep it.
And so there's special sub-weapon parts only that only work on the sub-weapons. And then you have to use this money to either buy new weapons or whatever. So they didn't follow the plan of keep it simple, stupid. It's called the KISS system, and it works. It's like you start adding RPG elements where it wasn't necessary, like having to buy new stuff, and it gets ridiculous. And then you make a Monster Hunter styled mission based structure where you do several ranks, and then you have to advance through those levels to get to the next rank. And there's no connective story tissue to each of these missions. They're just stuff that's there. It's almost as if the game didn't have a story and it just had an intro telling you why you're doing what you're doing. You're basically doing a bunch of mercenary work.
It's clear that...
But I think the first and last missions of every rank are story related, but if they've just cut every other mission out and let those be optional, that would have been fine, because then the game would have been had much better pacing.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have to fuss with the weapons. You could just mess with them later if you wanted to. But, like, boss health is way too high, in my opinion. It's like, weapons have levels to them, so you'll eventually do more damage with them. But as it stands, initial boss fights are just... They take too long because there's too much health of the boss. And certain missions have just recycled bosses and recycled levels, because you're just going the same levels, but you're doing something slightly different. But they're almost all variations of find the target and kill the target.
Just why make something this complicated? You're worried.
The game looks ugly as hell. It almost looks like it was a late era PS2 game.
I get that they're probably worried about people not thinking that a Contra game is worth full price, but you didn't charge full price for this anyway.
Yeah. But $40 is still too much.
Oh, absolutely. It's just one of those situations where it's like, why make this complicated thing that seems like it was designed to justify making Contra a full-price release, and then realize, oh, wait, we have a budget of $7.
Mm-hmm. But, it doesn't matter which version of the game you get, because even if the PlayStation and Xbox One and PC versions look slightly better than the Switch version, they don't look that much...
They still look like Rogue Core.
So yeah, they look like dog shit. And it's like, there's also stun mechanics. Like, certain enemies just won't die unless you stun dash into them, like, several times, where they get dizzy, and then you can do a finisher move with the A button.
It's such a bad idea. I don't...
It kind of does the turtle thing, too, where, some enemies will get flung into the camera.
Yeah.
Also, all the enemies look like they came out of Necropolis. So, are we sure this is a Contra game, or is this just like some weird derivative of the Mutant Chronicles? That I almost do believe that this game was at some point a Mutant Chronicles game, and then they had to change it because they lost the license somehow. And they're like, shit, let's ask Konami. They aren't doing anything with Contra, and it's sort of similar to what we have already, so... But, that's Contra Real Core. It is poop. Don't play it. I'm giving it a 2. I don't understand why people are defending it. Are they that starved for Contra experience that they'll just... cling to it tenaciously and say it's the best thing ever.
I haven't seen these people, and I'm kind of glad for it.
I know one of them, but, like, they're the type of person that gets hyped by even something like Call of Duty, so.
They've definitely got specific tastes.
I mean, they know bad when bad hits them, but sometimes when bad hits them, they don't pay attention.
It takes a minute. Just gotta let it land.
I need to read the review to see why they thought it's a good game. It's like sure, some, like, based on what you're saying, I could agree with you if they didn't do this, this, and this in the game. Which, unfortunately, is what happened here. Also, the audio mixing is really, really bad because I could barely hear the music notes going on in the game. The voice acting and the sound effects are fine, but the music, you could barely tell. That's playing very uninspired remixes of the Contra soundtrack from years past. It's like the classic, the original NES and arcade track from the first level, and other tracks mixed in the game. You could barely hear that they were even playing. Unless you stop shooting everything.
Ugh,
so bad. But that is all the Contra clones I think I could ever talk about. I think we are done with Contra.
I think we'll die if we keep trying.
And I need to get out of here in like 5 minutes, so.
Okay. Well, then we'll have to cut this short.
But if I do a retrospective again, I might ask you.
Sure.
It might be Goemon, but I need to play the DS game.
Oh man, you can read about the PlayStation Goemon getting arrested for crimes against the franchise.
Which is weird, because I think they had Gambare Goemon when the old style on the PlayStation. Before they did those.
They did, but there was the new generation Goemon that was the recent one.
It's strange, because I played the GBA one, and it was kind of fun, but it's also, I don't like this art style and the direction they took this series, so it's like... Mm.
Yeah, it loses all the charm, my man. At least, I'm just thinking of, that series never got a fair shake in the U.S. At least we got the N64 ones, those were good.
Maybe a Metal Gear one, but I need to play the Metal Gear 5, at least. Or maybe the Acid games.
Oh, heavens. Yeah, I can be on for that. I can be on for either of those if needs be.
But, until next time, see you guys. Bye-bye.
See you guys.